This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. And finally, you're going to have to forgive me if I wrap up the show rather quickly today. There is a huge celebration going on just down the street. I want to get out of here and try and avoid a big traffic snarl. The LA Kings fans are celebrating the team's first ever Stanley Cup victory. They're also buying a lot of stuff, as our intern Lina Anwer found out.
I am a hardcore Kings fan, baby.
So, basically, I see you're wearing LA Kings jerseys. Are you planning to buy more merchandise today?
Probably not today, but hopefully next weekend.
And what kind of stuff are you buying?
Jerseys, baseball caps, whatever it has, the Kings logo, I'm there.
And how much do you plan on spending?
I would say about probably $500 or so.
$500?
Just a, yep, that's
how much
it.
How have you spent already?
Probably about $200.
$200 on hockey stuff? Turns out, though, the Kings don't even get all that money. Here's sports economist Andrew Zimbalist.
In terms of merchandising, the teams don't get that directly. What happens in all of the sports leagues is that when merchandise is sold to consumers, the league gets around 16% of the receipts from that, but goes to the central office, and then the central office distributes that equally to all of the teams. And so, you know, if the Montreal Canadiens had gone to the Stanley Cup and won the Stanley Cup, it would have the same impact on the Kings as the Kings going to the Stanley Cup and winning.
Aye, Montreal Canadiens, heaven forbid. Just an idea how crazy the Kings fans are in this town. We read today that some of them were paying up to $600 for seats today at a post-parade rally at the Staples Center.